This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It is 5:40, well, just coming up to 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. So more than 5,000 petty traders in Malaysia have been unable to sell their goods at night or morning markets because of the lockdowns. Now they can actually take their business to a new platform called Warungku. Tell us more.
Yes, so the platform was launched by the government last month, and this was following suggestions from the Malaysian Association for Malay Hawkers and Small Businessmen. The association's SecGen, Zamir Muhammad, said, you know, registrations did start out a bit slow, and that's mainly because businesses, you know, they were hoping to continue trading in the conventional way. But given the recent lockdowns and, you know, the rising COVID cases, many have realized that going online is the only way to survive at this point. Currently, Warungku is fully operational and has 222 centres, basically one for each parliamentary constituency. And the Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Ministry has been helping to promote Warungku businesses. They're doing things like giving training online, you know, marketing skills for traders who are unfamiliar with e-commerce and that ecosystem in general. And in terms of riders, the association also hopes to sign up about 20 delivery riders for each constituency.
So it's always good to see programs that give additional aid to small businesses, especially those who we know have been severely affected by restricted physical movement. But how is it different from using platforms like Foodpanda or Grab?
Well, in a nutshell, it all comes down to cost. One of the main issues for traders is that some online platforms have imposed very high service charges, and this goes up to about 35%. So this would be one way of resolving that. And another incentive is, you know, the resources for riders. The association has received a grant from SME Corps, which will be used to pay 70% of the initial payment for each rider. And when we look on the consumer side, a plus point is that traders affiliated with Warungku will charge 20% for delivery. And this is lower than what we would normally see in other platforms. But I think that, you know, even though the platform, you know, it has its clear benefits, there are still some challenges as to how this will help the volume of sales. Even in the first year of the pandemic, you know, we saw so many small businesses and traders going online, but the drop in sales was significant. You know, they were not making as much as during physical operations. And when it, you know, comes down to it, also, you got to think about the mindset of going to these kinds of places. When we think about hawker stalls and pasar malams, people are used to the experience of being there physically. Even myself, when I think about ordering things online, I'm so used to that system of getting things, you know, food or whatever it is. But I always think about pasar tani as going there with my dad and buying like fresh produce. It's a bit hard to think of it being on Grab now. And there's also the thing of other places like Penang and Langkawi. They are highly dependent on interstate visitors instead of local communities. I think an example of that would be like the Asam Laksa stall in the Aita Marketplace in Penang. That's recently closed, and that was also partly due to MCO anyway.
So I like this as a concept. I mean, I think in a very difficult time for a community that is struggling, I didn't know this existed, and I'm glad that now I do, because I think I would definitely at least check out Warungku and see if there's something I can do to support local traders. But you're right that I think that it does require a bit of a shift in terms of that experience. But let us know what you think. Would you support local traders by going to this new online platform, Warungku? Is that something that would, I suppose, replace the experience of going to a pasar malam or a pasar tani? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.